Temperature is extremely important for the proper functioning of enzymes. Most enzymes have an optimal temperature where their activity and their efficiency is at its greatest. Now, there's two different spectrums of temperature that can affect an enzyme. At low temperatures, the kinetic energy of both enzymes and substrates is low. Now, the kinetic energy relates to the movement of these molecules. So at very low temperature, the molecules are not moving very fast. These molecules, meaning the enzymes and the substrates. So for an enzyme to catalyze a reaction, it must interact with its substrate molecules. Now at low temperatures, the molecules are moving around so slowly that there's not a lot of opportunity for the enzymes and the substrates to interact. So this is why at low temperatures, enzymes in general have very low efficiency. On the other hand, at very high temperatures, enzymes begin to denature. Denature meaning they start to lose their shape. And this is because at very high temperatures, the bonds, the intermolecular bonds that help form the shape of an enzyme begin to break down. And as you should know by now, the shape of an enzyme is extremely important in terms of its activity. The shape of the enzyme gives it its specificity. It allows it to interact with only specific substrate molecules. And the shape of an enzyme also relates to its activity. So an enzyme will be shaped in such a way to allow it to catalyze the reaction that it needs to. So at extremely high temperatures, the enzyme becomes denatured and loses its shape and can no longer function. At extremely low temperatures, there's not enough opportunity for enzymes and substrates to interact with each other. And then in between those two is the optimal temperature. For most enzymes in human cells, the optimal temperature for enzyme activity is around 37 degrees, or what is considered a normal body temperature.